You're listening to the All In IT Radio. Join us as we talk about everything related to information technology and some other random stuff as well. Help us try to find how IT relates to each and every one of us and what's really behind the story headlines. We are Swedes and we talk tech. Well, do you wanna dance under the moonlight? Squeeze and hug me all through the night. Oh, baby, do you wanna dance? Do you wanna dance, Henrik?
Let me put it this way. No.
All right, so and we are back once again.
And might I say that my eyeballs were turning the size of plates.
That was exactly the reaction I was after. Splendid. So, we are back here at the All in IT Radio headquarters, Henrik and Kenneth. And we have some interesting things to talk about as usual.
A little bit of this and a little bit of that and...
But I think we'll mostly concentrate on a little bit of that tonight, okay. Don't you think?
Yeah, sounds right. Nice.
Or today, or this morning, or whenever you're listening to it.
Now.
Exactly. Now. Now is the time. All right, let us start with a little shout out to our lovely fans. I don't know if you can call them fans, but...
I don't know if you can call them lovely, but whatever.
I would at least think about them as our fans, but, well, loyal listeners, perhaps.
Yeah.
We had a shout-out to Anders in the last episode.
Yeah.
And I would like to take the time to thank the other people who have gotten in touch with us and who listens to us. One of those who listen to us is named Emil, and he sent us a mail, and I'm a bit ashamed about this, but it was actually... I don't know. When was it? It was like...
4 or 5 months ago.
Right. It was... Well, I got it here. The end of June.
Oh.
That's really bad. Sorry about that, Emil. Still, he sent us a mail and told us about a service called... No, it's not a service, actually. It's a program called BoxJS. JS. BoxJS in English. So it's actually... boxjs.com. It's quite handy, actually. It's for the web developers, of course, and it's a small JavaScript library that takes other JavaScripts and compresses them into one.
Okay.
If I got this correctly. And there actually are a box CSS version as well.
Oh.
Which takes... You haven't looked at the webpage?
It was a long time ago. It was in June when we got his email.
You have a link at the top of the page. So it's boxcss.com as well.
Yeah. Excellent. Yeah. Hmm?
And they pack it together in one simple CSS file.
That's quite nifty.
It is, actually.
Big thanks to Emil.
And you see, they support less as well. Yeah, big thanks to Emil. And as you've heard, we haven't used it, but... That doesn't matter.
Perhaps we will.
Perhaps we will.
I will check out the box CSS, at least.
All right,
and report
great.
Back to you sometime.
Splendid. That's great. And another shout out to one of our faithful critics, our friend Tor, who we have mentioned before.
Yeah.
He listens to us, and he always comes with little thoughts and aspects of the different subjects that we... haven't thought about, so we just want to say thank you.
Big thanks.
So what will we talk about today?
I don't have a clue, actually.
You don't?
No, but I will take this moment of nothingness and ask you a very intriguing and interesting question that might be interesting even for our listeners.
Okay, I don't like the sound of this.
You don't? Well, here we go. I'd like to ask you, Name one favorite extension for your web browser, in this case Firefox. I know you have many, but one favorite that you can put the light on and present for our listeners.
You might actually be surprised. I don't have nearly as many add-ons and extensions
really?
As I once had.
You are the add-on king. I recommend people in our friend, among our friends, to lock their computers because you tend to install add-ons.
Well, as I said, I don't use nearly as many as you would believe. I have, of course, used a lot of add-ons and extensions earlier, but that was because Firefox didn't have that functionality that I needed. So,
yeah.
As it has steadily gotten better and better, I don't need them anymore. There are, of course, some I always tend to install and use on my computers. Still, I guess I have more than you. Perhaps you should start with one of your favorites.
Well, it's a bit tricky to pinpoint one, actually. I have a lot of favorites, but one I can think of for this show is download status bar.
Okay, I don't like status bars, but...
You don't like it?
Why do you use it?
Well, yeah, as you said, status bars are very clunky, but this status bar is taking its space from the bottom of the web browser. Well, I can read the description from the add-on at the Mozilla page.
All right.
It says, view and manage downloads from a tidy status bar without the download window getting in the way of your web browsing. And that's exactly why I like it, because I don't have to open a separate window to monitor my downloads. And I can see them in a small bar at the bottom of my screen. And when the downloads are finished, I can clear the row and the status bar disappear. So it's a very...
Isn't that very much like the default Google Chrome behavior?
Yeah, exactly. It is. So it's as you said, if this feature will be built into Firefox, I would be glad if it were, but it's an add-on that I find, it's not a huge add-on like LastPass or any of these things, but one of these small things that enhance your browsing experience. So yeah, my recommendation for this time, download status bar.
All right, I don't like the sound of that at all, actually.
Well, whoever cares about what you have said in episodes.
No one does. Sorry.
Over to you, my friend.
Right.
Your favorite.
My favorite. Well, we have already covered LastPass in one episode, and that is one of my absolute favorites. And there are actually the big three.
Yeah, and I avoided mentioning them.
The big three, or perhaps even the big four, that always are present. But four. Yeah, exactly. And that would be LastPass, AdBlock Plus, Xmarks, and Firebug.
Yeah, and LastPass and Xmarks are in a bundle, so sort of the same thing, but different add-ons and different functionalities.
The one of them is for passwords, and one is for bookmarks.
Yeah, but you don't get to mention them, so...
No, of course not. And I can't say it's a favorite of mine, but I would like to mention it. It's an extension that you and I both tried. It's from the Mozilla Labs.
Okay.
It's called Less Chrome HD.
Oh, yeah. That's right. I still use it.
You still use it?
Yeah. I love it.
So do I, actually. I use it. I can't say I love it. But I use it. I don't really know why.
Well, I don't have that big screen resolution, so... But explain to me, what does it do?
Well, what it does is... It gives you more screen real estate, because when you look at your screen, you have one layer of the web browser that you don't actually need to see all the time, and that's the web page address bar. With the forward and back buttons and refresh and homepage and bookmarks.
Yeah.
You don't actually need to see that all the time.
No.
So what it does is when you're on the webpage, that just disappears. And when you hovers over one of the tabs, it reappears, so you can use it. Mm-hmm. It's quite a simple little thing. And I like what it does, but I'm not really quite happy with how it does it.
Mm-hmm.
Because often there are some form of navigation at the top of the page.
Yeah.
And it's easy to just push your mouse a little bit too high so that the less Chrome activates and show you the address bar. And then you have to click or you have to wait, and it's hard to get under it to the web page. And I find it not quite as easy to use as I would like. I would like to be able to customize it in some way, but this is a Mozilla Labs product.
Mm-hmm.
That means it's experimental, it's beta, it's something that we might see in Firefox 10 or Firefox 12 or something like that.
Yeah.
So I can't expect too much of it, but it says something that I haven't removed it on any of my installations. I still use it everywhere. And that says something. So if you want more real estate, more screen real estate, sure, give it a try. It's worth it.
And the name of it once again.
And the name of it is Mozilla Labs Prospector Less Chrome HD 7.
And how do you think our listeners will remember that?
They won't. So we'll put a link in the show notes to both your pick and my pick.
Sounds good.
But what do you think? Do you have anything to add about it?
No, I think it's very logical, because, as you said, you don't need to see the address bar, you don't need to see the Google search window or the bookmarks when you look at the page, because those things are navigation. You need those when you're going to a page or another page. So yeah, I find the idea of it very great, but perhaps some...
I'm sorry, I have to ask, do you actually still have the Google search field in your Firefox?
Yeah, I use it.
You do?
I don't use the bookmark shortcut that you use.
All right. Now I find it very handy to only have one field where you enter either a URL or a search term.
Yeah, it might be correct. I might try it. I'll try it for a week and get back to you in the next episode.
And that is the way, again, that Google Chrome works.
Yeah.
So, well, they have some good ideas.
So yeah, that was download status bar and less Chrome.
Exactly.
So, Kenneth, you've been talking a bit about Hacker Public Radio. Can you elaborate a bit more? What is it? What's Hacker Public Radio about?
All right, sure. Hacker Public Radio is, as you can guess from the name, it's a radio station.
Yeah.
But it's a radio in the same way that Audion IT Radio is a radio station. That is, it's
a podcast. Okay, yeah.
Exactly.
And it focuses on how you hack the public buses?
Almost, something like that. The public in Hacker Public Radio is an indication that it's actually a podcast made by the community for the community. That is,
hacking is for everyone.
Sure, hacking is for everyone. And if you're a part of the hacking community, or if you're interested in hacking or technology or IT, like we are,
yeah,
then you can actually make your own episode of Hacker Public Radio, upload it, and have it broadcasted by them in their RSS feeds.
All right.
So it's as simple as that. Anything that is interesting to the community is welcome.
Yeah.
And they don't care that much about the quality of the sound quality, or how well you can edit your show.
Yeah.
The thing they want most is interesting content.
Okay. And do we have that?
You and I?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure, of course. We always have interesting content. Right. Still, a year ago, I was at a conference and I did some recordings there. And these recordings I promised to one of the admins at Hacker Public Radio. So finally, I actually sat down and did some editing.
Yeah.
And actually produced an episode of Hacker Public Radio. It's my first. I've never done it before.
Mm.
And it was released just a few days ago.
All right.
And it's called, let's see, what was the theme. The topic was FSCon's Mego and the story of Tizen. And FSCon's was the conference I went to. Mego, we talked about that in episode 0007.
Yeah.
And Tizen, well, we've never spoken about Tizen, but I do in that HPR show. So go and listen to it. I really recommend it. It's good.
It's very exciting.
It's really good. And we will, of course, put a link in the show notes. And since I somewhat talk about the same things, but from a different perspective, in that HPR episode, as we did in our episode that we did together with U1,
yeah,
episode 0007,
mm-hmm.
Should
cars get smarter?
Should cars get smarter? That's true, exactly. Mm-hmm. Since these two shows are somewhat linked,
yeah,
the guys at HPR has scheduled that show to be syndicated by them at Hacker Public Radio. So ooh, we will reach a wider audience with that show.
Wow.
Yeah, a fun little thing. Hopefully they will accept more of our shows to syndicate and to rebroadcast.
Oh.
And of course I have a few other shows that I promised them, so always All in IT Radio, that's priority number one, but well, sure, I'll always do a few shows for Hacker Public Radio.
Sounds nice.
It does, actually. And just to wrap this little segment up, I thought we could listen to one of the promos that HPR has, so you'll get the feel for it.
Yeah.
Does that sound good?
Yeah, sounds fine.
Then let it rip.
Hi, are you not listening to Hacker Public Radio? Really? You need to listen to Hacker Public Radio for your daily dose of community-created content, technical tips, super elite hacker how-tos, gaming and gadget reviews, and much, much more.
Oh my god, it's Hacker
Public
Radio!
Catch it Monday through Friday at hackerpublicradio.com.
So, I actually won a contest.
You did?
Yes, I did.
Did you cheat?
Yes, I did.
I wouldn't expect anything else of you.
No, that's not fair. And it's not really true. You see, one of the other podcasts that I listen to is the Drupal EC podcast.
Okay.
And it's quite interesting. It's, I don't know if it's once a week or once every other week, and it's about an hour. They interview people in the business and they talk about Drupal. They give a lot of tips of modules that are easy to use. And for those who doesn't know, perhaps I should just mention that Drupal is a CMS, that is a content management system. So it's a software you install on a server to build and dynamically create a web page with.
Yeah.
And if you didn't understand that, give me a call. I can talk a lot about Drupal.
Google Drupal.
Google it. Sure. Do that. So I listened to this podcast and they had a question which I noticed from their Twitter stream.
Okay.
So I saw a tweet about the competition and the object was to answer a question about something that happened in the show, in the last show. And I hadn't listened to the last show, but you had to be one of the first emails to answer. So
you sent an email asking something about the episode you didn't listen to?
No. I went to the page and I fast-forwarded through the episode.
Well, that's the way, I guess.
And I mean, I just listened every other minute or something like that to try to catch where they would talk about it. And I found it quite fast, actually. So I wrote it down in an email, sent it off, and I won. Then I listened to the episode.
That's almost worthy of a tiny applause.
Oh, thank you. I like your tiny applause. And what I won was a month of free access to buildamodule.com. It's a page with a lot of screencasts of how you configure and how you use Drupal in a more efficient way. So you can learn to use different modules. You can learn how to build a module of your own, of course, as the URL implies. And it's quite handy. They have many hours of tutorials and screencasts. So I don't know how I will get through them all in 1 month, but perhaps it's something to consider actually buying when that month of trial is over. And I will make sure that you get to watch one or two of those as well.
Aww.
Well, that's nice of me, isn't it?
Let me put it this way. No. And that might wrap up this podcast episode.
It might just do that. So let me mention today's music, as always. This time it was made by Kero Dean, and the song was called Fly Away. You find it at Jamendo under Creative Commons by SA 3.0 license, and if you want to track him down, you find the link in our show notes. So, as always, get in touch with us. Tell us what you like and what you want. How do they get in touch with us?
They can see it in the release notes.
Splendid. Send us mail, send us a tweet, send us a dent, or post us a letter. I don't know. Get in touch with us, please.
Some way.
So, we'll see each other again soon.
Hopefully.
Hopefully. Have a great life, everyone.
Bye-bye.
And that's a wrap. Thank you. And let us start. Start.
Let us start out big time. And tune in to this Swedish podcast.
Let us start.
It's only a good show. You are here with AITR, and we will start all night long.
Oh man. Det är lugnt, jag är med.
Jo, du håller på att avlida bara.
Ja, det var roligt.
Outtake 5011.
Ja, absolut. Finally, I actually sat down and edited and did some editing.
Yeah.